Well, let's take a look at high school sports from the weekend. First, in girls softball tournament play from the weekend at the Nottoway Valley Tournament down in Greenfield. In first round action, Cam beat Nottoway Valley 17-3. It was Van Meter over Orient Maxburg 23-0. Tri-Center edging Shenandoah 5-4. Logan Magnolia beat ACGC 16-0. In the semifinal round, it was Van Meter over Cam 16-5 and Logan Magnolia 15-0 over Tri-Center. Also in consolation play, Nottoway Valley beat Orient Maxburg 15-1. ACGC over Shenandoah 10-1. In the finals, the title goes to Logan Magnolia with a 12-3 win over Van Meter. Third place, Tri-Center, a 4-3 winner over Cam. The fifth place game saw Nottoway Valley beat ACGC 12-1. And the seventh place game, Shenandoah beat Orient Maxburg 13-3. Abraham Lincoln tournament from the weekend. In first round action, it was Thomas Jefferson over Red Oak 8-7. Trainer beat Abraham Lincoln 7-0. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Clarinda 9-6. And Lewis Central beat Sioux City North 5-3. In the semis, Thomas Jefferson beat Trainer 8-7. Lewis Central over Sergeant Bluff Luton 4-2. Also in consolation play, Red Oak over Abe Lincoln 6-4. Sioux City North beat Clarinda 4-3. In the title game, Lewis Central a 6-4 win over Thomas Jefferson. Third place matchup went 10 innings with Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Trainer 4-3. Sioux City North beat Red Oak 4-0 for the fifth place game. And in the seventh place game, it was Abe Lincoln over Clarinda 8-4. Also in tournament play and softball action Saturday, the Bedford tournament. Bedford beat Stanton 5-2. Bedford over Fremont Mills 14-4. Bedford beat Griswold 12-4. Griswold over Stanton 3-2. Stanton beat Fremont Mills 5-1. Sydney over Central Decatur 4-3. Also at the Westwood tournament on the weekend, Riverside over Boyer Valley 13-9. Whiting beat Riverside 8-7. West Monona topping Charter Oak Ute 14-3. Westwood over Charter Oak Ute 13-1, and it was Boyer Valley beating West Monona 2-1. Also in the Ankeny tournament, Bishop Heelan Catholic beat Exira EHK 7-1. And in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Kemper Catholic falling to IKM Manning 13-2 on Saturday. In high school baseball on Saturday, in Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Shenandoah beating Essex 14-0, Lewis Central over Sioux City West 3-1. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer wins twice in non-conference play, beating Thomas Jefferson 8-3 and 13-1 on Saturday. In Rolling Valley Conference action, Iowa Christian swept a pair from Glidden-Ralston 9-4 and 17-12. St. L. beat Coon Rapids Bayard 12-1. Also in tournament play at the Woodward Granger tourney, it was St. Albert beating Oskaloosa 6-5, Woodward Granger over Creston 5-1. The Kemper Catholic tourney saw Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 6-2 before losing to Greene County 9-2. In the East Mills tourney, Central Decatur beat East Mills 15-6. Central Decatur over Fremont Mills 16-3 as well Saturday. After trying for the SEC regular season championship, LSU and Florida collide for the national championship beginning tonight in Omaha. The Tigers and the Gators play game one of the best of three championship round of the College World Series at TD Ameritrade Park this evening.
I just think it's an awesome thing that these two SEC schools get to play for a national championship. This is a great thing for us to play each other here in Omaha. And, you know, I know both teams are going to play their hearts out, and even though there'll only be one winner at the end, I think both teams are very deserving of being here, and I think we'll have great ball games.
That's LSU coach Paul Maneri. The Gators took two out of three games from the Tigers way back in March.
The emergence of Zach Watson's been huge for us. I think the fact that Michael Papirski is swinging the bat so much better has helped us, and the move of Zach Hess to the bullpen has certainly paid huge dividends for us. So I think both teams are vastly improved from where we were a couple months ago.
Florida advanced with a 3-0 win over TCU Saturday night, and the Gators have relied on pitching and defense to reach the title round.
We've scored in a lot of different ways this year. You know, I think you could look at the numbers and think we're not a great offensive club. We just find a way to win, and, we just try to do the little things, and we pitch well, and we play good defense. Just that simple.
That's Florida coach Kevin O'Sullivan. The Gators are 18-7 this year in one-run games.
I had the feeling early on, if we stayed healthy, that we had the ingredients to be successful out here. I thought our starting pitching was going to be as good as anybody's in the country. And we've got a gritty bunch. We battled some injuries like most teams do throughout the year, and we just, for whatever reason, we've ended up on the winning end a lot of times, and it hasn't been pretty. It's been ugly at times, but we've just found a way.
6 o'clock tonight's first pitch in that ballgame, LSU and Florida in Omaha, College World Series, best of three finals. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Randall Grichuk homered in his return to the majors. Yadier Molina had three hits, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-4. Grichuk, who was sent to the minors on May 29th after struggling with his consistency, had two hits, including his solo homer in the sixth inning, and scored a pair in that game. Elsewhere in the National League, it was Miami over Chicago 4-2. Cincinnati beat Washington 6-2. Milwaukee over Atlanta 7-0. Mets beat San Francisco 8-2. Dodgers downed Colorado 12-6. Arizona beat Philadelphia in 11 innings 2-1. Blue Jays closer Roberto Osuna struck out three in a scoreless ninth inning a day after saying he was dealing with anxiety issues, and Toronto avoided a sweep by beating the Kansas City Royals 8-2 Sunday. Jose Bautista homered and drove in a season-high four runs, and Francisco Liriano earned his 100th career victory in that one. Also in the AL, Minnesota beat Cleveland 4-0, Baltimore over Tampa Bay 8-5, the Angels beat Boston 4-2, Texas over the New York Yankees 7-6, Oakland beat Chicago 5-3, Houston over Seattle 8-2. One interleague game saw Detroit beat San Diego 7-5. Tim Tebow is moving up and heading south to some very familiar territory. Tebow has been promoted to the New York Mets High Class A affiliate in St. Lucie, Florida. The 29-year-old Tebow led the University of Florida to two national championships in football and won the 2007 Heisman Trophy during his stellar college career with the Gators. Tebow entered his final game with Columbia, batting .222 with three homers and 23 RBIs. Yankees outfielder Aaron Hicks will go on the disabled list after injuring his rib cage on the right side during a check swing in the first inning Sunday. He was told his recovery would take 3 to 4 weeks. Manager Joe Girardi said the Yankees might activate outfielder Jacoby Ellsbury from the disabled list by today. In racing, Kevin Harvick ended a lengthy losing streak by dominating the road course at Sonoma Raceway. The former NASCAR champion had been winless in 20 races since Kansas last fall and has been overshadowed in this season of NASCAR's young new superstars. Clint Bowyer was second, followed by Brad Keselowski as Ford cars went 1, 2, and 3. Martin Truex Jr. led the first stage, and Jimmy Johnson took the second, but the strong start helped neither of them. Truex finished 37th following an engine failure, while Johnson ended up in 13th place. In golf, Jordan Spieth completed his wire-to-wire win at the Travelers Championship on Sunday, but it wasn't easy. Spieth holed out from 60 feet for birdie from a greenside bunker for the first hole of a playoff with Daniel Berger to win that event. The 23-year-old Spieth joined Tiger Woods as the only players in the modern era with 10 victories before the age of 24. Berger birdied three of the final six holes of regulation for a 67 and a 12-under total to send it into the extra holes. And Fred Couples picked up his second PGA Tour Champions title of the year and the 13th overall by rallying to win the American Family Insurance Open. The 57-year-old Couples closed with a 6-under par 66 at University Ridge for a two-stroke victory over Scott Verplank. Couples birdied six of the first 11 holes and finished at 15-under 201 for the weekend. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.